Why don't we go ahead and move into the focus for tonight's call, and that is about OA service and how we can avoid service burnout. And it's a great, an absolute great topic. And I will just read the questions that can serve as a focus for anything anyone wants to share tonight about that. And here are the questions. One, what got me involved in OA service? And what is the most fun I've ever had in service? Two, how can those in service positions maintain balance and enjoy the service they are giving? And three, how can I assist those giving service in my meeting, intergroup, region, and OA as a whole? So I just open that to anyone who wants to share about their experience, strength, and hope with service.
I'm Jan from our intergroup.
Hey, Jan.
I think for me, when I came into the rooms of OA 4 years ago, it was seeing the example of others who were doing service. They seemed to have themselves strong programs and made service very appealing to me. Thank you.
Thanks, Jan.
This is Terry in Central Oregon.
Hi, Terry.
I was asked to do something, and it was hard to say no. So that got me in the door and got me started with the process.
Thanks, Terry.
This is Beverly. I'd like to share.
Go ahead, Beverly.
So question one, what got me involved in OA service? My first service job at Intergroup was event coordinator. And I wanted to be event coordinator because I wanted events. But I looked at the job description, and it was fairly intimidating, so I said no. And our intergroup chair invited me to write my own job description. So I wrote that and emailed it to her, and she said, sure, it sounds good. So that was my first intergroup position. And you know, from there, it just seemed I learned more and more all the time, and it sort of took on a life of its own. I really enjoyed being event coordinator. I like things that are very concrete, where I can see that I put in, you know, this time, energy, and attention to a project, and then I would go to a workshop, and I would see people there. Working on their programs, and that just felt really good to me. And I think the most fun I've ever had in service, I've actually had a lot of fun in service, but the 2013 convention was hosted by my intergroup, and we put on a skit the year before to sort of advertise our convention, which had a space theme to it. And we put on a skit that was sort of a combination of Star Trek / Star Wars, and it was ridiculously funny. And just writing that skit with the group of people, we were sitting around a table in a restaurant having dinner before intergroup, making up lines to go in this skit. We had a character in the skit named Darth CPAP, and it was Darth Vader with a CPAP mask on, who came out on stage and, you know, breathed at everybody, and we just laughed so hard. It was just a blast, and I could name a lot of other things, but that's like the first thing that comes to mind. Thank you.
This is Cindy. I think that the thing that I would start out by saying is I think balance has been important with my service. And I guess sometimes I will say no. I mean, I think that there, you know, there's something that a lot of us would hear that, you know, whenever you're asked to do something, sort of, you know, say yes. But I've always felt that, you know, I need to honestly look at, you know, how is my recovery going? Service plays an important role in my recovery. And so part of my recovery is to, you know, to have that balance. And there is a lot of joy in service, but not if I'm, you know, consistently feeling overwhelmed. What energizes me about service is also seeing any role that I might have had in assisting others to get to happy, joyous, and free, and to, you know, see the light bulb turn on when people, you know, are beginning to recover and their lives are becoming transformed. I also, another phrase that you might have heard is the kind of the stick with the winners. I really like to be around people who had what I wanted. And oftentimes those were people who were doing something in service. And so, you know, that's always been a good way for me to connect one-on-one with people, because I'm a bit of an isolator and a little bit of an introvert. So to be able to connect through doing tasks with service has really been helpful for me. And I, too, I think what's the most fun that I've had with service, probably working on the Seattle convention when I co-chaired it with John O. So I really got to know him better, and we had some, you know, good laughs through the process as we went through the planning of it. And I just think it's that, the getting to know people and that one-on-one connection that's really most important for me. Thank you.
Thanks, Cindy.
Who else has something that might have popped for them about their service? Anything you want to share about service and how you avoid burnout?
Hi, this is Paula from Anchorage.
Hi, Paula.
Hi. You know, I guess I just want to share one thing. You know, for years I was one of those people that said yes to everything and had to learn to say no to some things. But I think I have learned a better way to avoid burnout, and that's by taking service positions for a specific length of time. I think that too many of us, especially at the meeting level, will go on being secretary of a meeting or treasurer or have some position on intergroup and just keep taking those positions year after year instead of just saying, I will take this position for 1 year or 6 months, whatever seems appropriate, and then actually stepping down at the end of that term instead of saying, well, when somebody comes forward to take my job, I'll step down. And I found that by stepping down, people do step up. If I keep saying I'm going to hang in there and keep doing this until somebody volunteers, takes an awful long time for somebody to come forward. That's it.
Thanks, Paula.
This is Kathy from Eagle Cap.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi there. So avoiding burnout, I'm in a small intergroup where we basically rotate positions. There's only about five of us that go to meetings, and so we're kind of our own intergroup. We're in different places, but we kind of all make up the intergroup too. And so it's really difficult to avoid service. You really kind of have to. And so I rotated through them, and I just wanted to kind of piggyback off of the last year was it became necessary to say no. And we had several years where there wasn't a full board, where we didn't have some positions covered, and each meeting somebody just stepped up to do it for that meeting. One of the things that I've had to do for myself to maintain balance is that I want to do service at a higher level than what I'm currently doing. And one of the things my sponsor and I have talked about is in order to maintain balance is I don't take on more than one service position at any one time. So being as I'm co-chair of my intergroup, last year I went to my intergroup and I said, you know what, I've done chair and I've done vice chair where there wasn't a chair, and I've done vice chair where there was a chair, and I'm tired of being chair. And they said, well, would you be interested in the other positions? And I said, no. And they just kind of looked at me and I said, I'd like to look at something outside of the inner group. And I can't do that if I'm being an inner group, if I have an inner group position. And so being honest with my inner group about where I was at with my own service was helpful. It helped me personally because it's difficult for me in my own world to say no to things. And so this was a chance for me to say, what I really want to do is this, and that they weren't upset or angry with me. So I think it's necessary to say no at times. But when I say that, if somebody hadn't asked me at the meeting level, I never would have said yes in the first place. So I think it's, if you're not doing service at all, yes is the answer. If you're doing service, maintain that balance is key. So at least it has been for my recovery. Thanks.
Thanks, Kathy.
This is Kim, and I'd like to share.
Hey, Kim.
I have a kind of a weird twist on service. I discovered recently that I replaced my spiritual program with a service program, and I felt like I was doing the program because I was doing service. So I had taken that comfort in attending meetings and doing service and see, I'm doing great. But I had forgotten about my spiritual program. And I also know that I'm a caretaker. And so I find my worth in helping other people. And I'm really challenging myself to try to find my worth in not taking care of other people, if that makes sense. So not volunteering for everything so that people will quote-unquote like me. So my service is coming up with boundaries now. I'm learning how to pick and choose what to use my time on and checking my motives before I do it. Thank you.
Thanks, Kim.
Hi, this is Beverly. I'd like to share.
Go ahead, Beverly.
This maintaining balance is extremely difficult for me, and part of it is I have a million great ideas and not enough capacity to do every one of those great ideas. So it's easy for me to jump around and get excited about this, that, and the other, and it's better for me to be more focused. Or if I come up with another great idea, perhaps to find another person who would like to go forward with that great idea instead of me doing it. I was recently talking with someone who stepped down from a service position. I think in large amount it was because of not asking for help. And that can be true for me too. I'm capable of a lot, but just because I can do a lot doesn't mean I shouldn't be asking for help. Just because I can do the whole job doesn't mean I shouldn't be sharing it with other people. I think it's important for service positions to be broken down and for each of us in service to think about, is there a way I can share this service opportunity with other people? So that not only helps me, it helps another person get involved and be able to help as well. And the other thing that is also a struggle for me is some people are slow and steady, and I tend to be more bursts of energy. And I tell you what, the character defect of procrastination really can make it so I don't enjoy my service positions. So that's something I need to work my program around and ask for help with, because slow and steady actually is, that's another kind of balance, and it'll help me enjoy what I'm doing. So that's my experience, and I guess the last thing I would add is a lot depends on my attitude. You know, I get busy in service as with the rest of life. If I am looking at what I'm bringing to it in terms of just my attitude, it makes a world of difference. I am so grateful to OA, and I want to give back to OA. I love OA, and I can also get really crabby about it at times, and that deserves me working my program around it. So thanks for letting me share.
Thanks, Beverly. Anyone else?
I would like to share. I was sort of feeling recently that I was spread too thin, and with positions coming open, in addition to doing service at the region level, I've been serving as the event coordinator for Oregon Intergroup, and it sort of makes sense for me to give up the communication coordinator and stick with the intergroup position. At least initially it seemed like that would be a good idea. But then I realized that there are pieces of the region service that I really love and really feed my soul, especially the helping to give, bigger intergroup, like the intergroup renewal pieces. Those talking and working with a whole group of people, I just really, really enjoy. And so all of a sudden I realized that what I really wanted to do was to let go of the intergroup service and hold on to the region service. And so I decided to put in again for the communication coordinator and resign from the event coordinator. And that's what I'm going to do, and it just feels really good to make that decision and to really think about the things that really feed my soul and where it really works the best for me. And I've done a lot of different pieces of service over the years, all kinds of different positions. And so it's one of the things that I really believe that lots of OAers can do positions that they aren't sure that they can do. And I've spent quite a bit of time sometimes really helping people to see and be able to do the job themselves and sort of mentor people along. But I think sometimes it's really important to let go of things too. And I really liked what some people were saying earlier about taking a position and then leaving the position and leaving it open. Sometimes it seems easier to keep right on doing it if there isn't someone to step into it. But sometimes it really works better to just leave the position open. And then you'd be surprised, sometimes people will step up and actually help and do something. So that was a real good observation. Right now, I can't think of anything else.
Thank you, Margie. And this is still Cindy. Just something else that sort of popped into my head is that, so often for me in recovery, I have to remind myself that I alone am not the only one running the show. And, sometimes I just get this wild notion that if I don't do something, that nothing's going to happen. And I find that in my recovery, in my relationships, just remembering that my higher power is, always, always there, always working with me, and I can really, really leave the results up to my higher power. So that means to me, if it's my higher power's will, that a meeting continue after, you know, I've stepped away from service or can't carry the key anymore, whatever it is, but it will continue. And if it doesn't, that, you know, that really is my higher power's will. So that's been helpful for me just to let go of the results in service also, and just know that I am not in charge of the big picture. Thank you.
Hey, Cindy, I got an email, and I wanted to share her answers with you so that we'd be on the recording as well. To question number one about how she got into OA service, she said, I wanted to know how OA worked and to be around committed members. Question two about balance, I keep reevaluating my priorities. When I feel burdened and resentful, I think of some way to rebalance my tasks. I have just had to do that this month. I decided to attend only one meeting each week, Call my sponsor once a week. Keep up with my four very dedicated sponsees. They keep me abstinent. And continue with intergroup and WSBC duties that I have committed to for 1.5 years more. Three, I watch for overworked members and support them if they tell me they cannot keep up and need to back down. I ensure members know what is expected of their role, especially time, and get help for them wherever possible. I try to engage members who are fearful of service, encouraging them to try it out in baby steps.
Well, I want to thank everybody for sharing. I certainly got a lot out of what everyone said about, you know, service and mentoring others and keeping that balance. So thanks, everybody. And unless there is anything else that anyone would like to share, I would just a reminder to everyone that our contact information is on the website. If anyone has any questions or Region 1 can help in any way. Everybody, thank you for your service tonight and for taking the time to be on the call. Take care, everyone.
Thanks, thank you.